goodness. Jackson Mayor Derek Dobie's on the hotline. Good morning, Derek.
Good morning. Good morning, Greg. How's it going?
I've had better days, I guess. Short night.
too much champagne you're drinking.
Well, I wish right now. I could use some with a straw, I think. How does the, I know you were certainly a big supporter of the JPS millage. You guys got to be pleased.
Yeah, I think it's going to be, you know, it's going to be huge for the city of Jackson. I think when we invest in ourselves and invest in our kids, the city is stronger. I think that this is a huge deal for the city. I can't stress that enough. The last JPS bond was back in 2009 for just over $1 million, and that passed by a margin of 135 votes. This was 2.9 mils. Raising close to $87 million for the JPS school system, and it passed by over 20 points. So I think that we're starting to, you know, obviously 2009 was kind of a downturn in the economy, but I think we're starting to turn a corner and realizing that, you know, as a city, we have to invest in ourselves and invest in our future, and I think that that's what people came out last night to do, and for the city, it's going to be huge. You know, people choose where to live, where to locate, based mm-hmm. on one of that criteria being the quality of the school system. And I think that Jackson Public has had some aging infrastructure, and I'm really excited for the future of JPS to be able to upgrade their facilities, invest in our students, and make a really attractive school system, which is going to really make a really attractive community and city here.
Real enhancement, more than an enhancement for the district.
Yeah, I think, you know, they've talked about during the campaign about how JPS is a district built of about 5,000 students in a space for 8,000. I think that they're really trying to right-size their infrastructure and move around strategically similar to how the population and demographics have shifted, so too do our school systems, so too do our communities and our city infrastructure. And I think that you've seen the city really investing in doing some of that work to invest in our infrastructure to meet the demand of the the future people and future businesses moving into the city, and I think that's what you see JPS doing with this millage is trying to meet the demand of future students that are going to be going through our school system.
So I know a couple buildings will close, but an interesting piece in this, Derek, is opening up Longfellow again.
Yep, opening up Lincoln. They're going to be tearing down Cascades and Frost and rebuilding a new school system there, which is mm-hmm. just a block down from my house. We live over at Thompson Elmwood over in the Queens area. I think that it was a very ambitious proposal to try to summarize all of it in one breath of all the different things that they're going to be doing was hard because it's trying to accomplish so much. But as Jeff said last night, you know, now the real work begins and going out to Celebon actually do the work. You know, they had a lot of stuff on their plate, and I think that it's just going to be so great for the community. I think that the city overwhelmingly, you know, voted in favor of it. Summit Township, which has also included parts of Summit Township in the JPS school district. It was great to see. I was a little bit worried about it, and the community came out and supported it, and we're going to be able to invest in our great school system. And I think this is just the start of future collaboration and partnerships between the city and JPS. I really look forward to working with Jeff Beal and the rest of his team to find further ways that the city can collaborate and integrate with our school system, because you find that the cities that are the strongest, the most viable, the most attractive for future investment in terms of businesses, in terms of families, are the ones where they have a very close relationship between their schools and their city officials. So I really want to focus on that over the next year and see what we can do to cooperate and collaborate together as a school system and a city.
Are you, I don't know, surprised, amazed? We had about 31,000 people that did not vote. I mean, it's just unbelievable. There was one of the issues, and I'm not going to go through it and pick them out, but was less than 7% of the for voter turnout last night. It's just remarkable how people sit on the sidelines here.
Yeah, I think to some respects, you know, it's last night, I think, was about 13% turnout overall. There's, you know, that kind of varied from precinct to precinct, but you know, it's low turnout. That's unfortunate. You know, I think that there's always voter apathy, but you know, people got to get out there and make their voices heard. And I think the more that we can do to show progress and show that we're working on some of these big ticket issues, the more that we can actually increase turnout when people feel that their votes are actually being counted and their voices are actually being heard.
So you guys getting set to get back into the budget, Derek?
Yeah, getting set to get back into the budget. We had our preliminary budget meeting last week where the city manager and department heads put out their budget, very ambitious budget. We're having our public hearing on it May 10th, Thursday night, tomorrow night. That'll give the public opportunity to come out and speak to different areas of the budget, give feedback, allow us to take that feedback and internalize it and figure out, you know, what we can do to make some changes. But, you know, largely we want to invest in our infrastructure. We want to continue to build out from downtown, get our streets fixed. We're doubling the amount of local roads funding that we're putting into local roads in this proposed fiscal year, should the budget pass. We got a lot of money going into our major and local streets. The Jackson Police Department budget will have an increase of 8%. Fire Department will have a near 9% increase. And, you know, we're looking to tackle some big projects. We're investing more in our lighting. We're building out some of the creative spaces to create a culture of entrepreneurship here in the city with the Vermeulen's building, with the Masonic building. We're also going to be considering some other things coming up with some upgrades to Loomis Park, some big upgrades to the Martin Luther King Center. Those are just kind of aged facilities that haven't had the attention that they deserve for so long that we want to actually get to and be able to invest in so that they are usable, functional, viable, you know, centers for the community that they serve. So well, we got a budget.
Certainly got your money's worth out of the King Center.
Yeah, well, you know, I think there are some things that we can do to the King Center, and when I went door-to-door on the south side, people talked about the King Center needing some attention, and I talked with Vice Mayor Lee Robinson, who happened to agree. They have their NAACP meetings in that facility, and I think that there's a lot we can do to actually open it up, make it feel like not such a cinder block fortress, and put some larger windows in there and put a new kitchen in there, really make sure that for the community that's serving, they're on the south side predominantly, that they have the amenities that are needed to really have a functional King Center for all of the summer programming, the kids that go in there to, you know, play sports, participate in our recreation programming. I mean, we want to make sure that everywhere we have quality infrastructure and we're investing in our communities that, you know, need access to that sort of opportunity.
Hey, give us an update. The Hayes building, I'll believe it when I see Pat Birch down there with a golden shovel or pickaxe or something. But how about Commonwealth? Yeah. What's going on with that?
Commonwealth, they're still working on their pro forma. They're kind of jostling around a few different things to make the building work for the tax credits that they're applying for the state, I believe. Patrick's been working on that. Obviously, we have agreement with the Jackson District Library to put the parking structure in across the way, part of which would service the need for parking by the employees at the Commonwealth Building. But I have confidence that's moving forward, and along with some of the other projects in that downtown space. We have the Smartopolis Building that should be breaking ground here soon. And a lot of excitement in the city, and frankly, it's getting to a point now where I'm hearing of some things as they're hitting MLive or GTV or other things like that. Just people that are coming into town and looking to open up businesses. I talked to Rick LeMaster, owner of Dirty Bird and Chase, the other day about when city manager and I were down having a hamburger at Chase, and he was talking about the hamburger and shake place that he's opening up just down the way, and there's another microbrewery going in. So I think that there's a lot of excitement in Jackson, in downtown, a lot of new businesses opening up and realizing that Jackson is a good place to do business.
I'm not keeping you awake, am I?
I haven't had my full cup of coffee yet.
So. Oh, okay. Okay. Meeting what, next Tuesday?
Meeting tonight or tomorrow night for our
budget.
For the public hearing, and then our next meeting isn't until the 29th. That'll be a regular meeting, and then we have our final vote on the budget the following day on the 30th.
Okay, well, get some rest.
Will do, Greg.
Jackson Mayor Derek Joseph Dobies.